moral of the story is virtually any client that you would sit down with and ask a good, hyper open-ended question, what in your life would you like your money to do for you that you haven't addressed yet or haven't addressed completely? Almost all of them could think of something in 3 to 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. You might have to ask them a second time in a slightly different way, but something would come up in their mind. You literally cannot help keep the thought from popping into your mind. You can do this experiment, and if you do it with other people, the important things is to say, don't share it with me. I don't want to know what it is. I just want to know when you've got it. And it doesn't have to be the biggest answer, doesn't have to be the best answer, just an answer. That if I was to do this, things would be better. No one that you do that exercise to, if you do it in the way that I just did it to you, I've never had anybody say, I can't think of anything. My life in my relationship with my spouse is currently perfect. Nothing I could do, nothing he could do. Everything is exact. You hear me say it that way, and it's like, well, duh. You know, of course, nobody's going to say that. But here's the question is, number one, is your level of trust with that person significant enough, high enough? That's why that's our first construct that we want to think about, that they're willing to share. Because it's very common if, you know, I was to ask you, well, what could your husband do, or what could you do with your husband, or what could you guys do together, or what could you stop doing? And tell me when you got something, and you say, I got something, and I say, what is it? You know, particularly in that area, there's a real good chance that the appropriate answer is coming, no offense, none of your business. So, you know, it's the level of trust and confidence and everything is not there. So we need to make sure that we've got that up. And you know, it's different when we're talking to them about their money, obviously, because talking to them about their spouse, that's out of context. So we need to have the trust there so they will share it. But then the next thing is we've got to be able to get that the sense of urgency is high enough that they'll act. Here's another thing that I believe within my sales system. That if I sit down with you, if I have that conversation with Kevin or whoever, and he says whatever he says that gets me to think, I need to sit down and spend a little time with Katrina, particularly if it's an appointment. A little bit different if it's a drive-by, but not really. You know, it's if I'm sitting down and meeting with you, here's one thing I want you to always remember, that every prospect that sits down with you, every prospective client, every client from B of A, every client that meets with you that's already an existing client, they are investing their most and only non-renewable resource they have, which is their time. Because once we spend an hour together, that hour is gone, gone forever. And for you, and for me, it needs to be a good use of our time because we'll never get it back. So your clients are not going to come in and meet with you, or prospects are not going to come in and meet with you if there's something going on in their life that's getting close. They don't like it. In some cases, they don't know what it is yet. It may just be a feeling that, you know, there's got to be something better. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick and tired of this guy and him not returning my telephone calls and continually watching these investments go down and blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, that at the very least I'm thinking, I need to at least do a little due diligence and see what else is out there. But I would have never done the due diligence if I didn't have a thorn in my side that was bugging me, or the glimmer of a dream sitting out there at some point in the future that's attractive enough to me, or some combination of those. So number one goal it's incumbent on us to do is to make sure that we're doing those three things in every meeting. Number one, gaining and maintaining a very deep level of rapport. Number two is have the floodgate experience. Get people to open up and tell you what it is that they really want, and have them tell you so profoundly and be so in the moment that you're just sitting there listening and watching, and it's almost like a monotone that they're just telling you, well, let me tell you about what's really important to me, and get them to open up. And all you're having to do is say, well, tell me more about that. God, that's fascinating. How did you know? What was that like? How did you feel when you were doing that? And so that's the major goal that you want to have in your life. What would it be like, you know, as you're thinking about having that once it's all organized? What would that mean to you? And then the last part of it is that sense of urgency.